This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn here with you, and joining us to talk a little bit about the NFL, she does NFL data science for NFL Network, Cynthia Freeland. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so let's get into, first off, a bit of a shocker. When the Steelers lose their first game of the season to a team in the NFC East of all divisions, they lose to Washington. And so for the Steelers, obviously in contention for that number one seed, what do the odds look like for them right now?
So right now I actually have the Kansas City Chiefs with better odds of getting that first seed. And that's especially important this year because, remember, now that we have a different playoff format, the number one seed is the only team in each division that's, or in each conference, is going to get a bye. So that's an interesting dynamic. And the Chiefs have just a little bit of an easier schedule. So I think right about now, I looked at it just a little bit earlier today, it's like something like, 49% the Chiefs and then like 42% the Steelers.
Wow. Okay. So, and for Kansas City, I mean, you just look at them. They win ugly games, but they're still winning those games. So they keep on chugging along here. Now, for Washington to win that game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, where do you think the NFC East shakes out at this point? Who would you pick to win?
I pick the Washington football team to win. Couple of reasons. There's a really good dynamic between. Antonio Gibson not playing does make this a little bit shakier, but their ability to use short passes on the offense, so mimicking the run game. So they're efficient to be, ability to be efficient in the run game and using short passes, along with that defensive front that's just nasty. That's a really good winning formula for success. So the interesting part was I didn't have the Giants obviously scheduled to beat the Seattle Seahawks, nor did I have Washington.
Yeah.
Slated to beat the Steelers. So it's really going to come down to, it's obviously between those two, and it's really going to come down to who's healthier. And my only concern and my only reason why the Giants kind of get edged out is because their O-line has allowed their quarterback, and I say that because it's both quarterbacks included in this, to be under pressure more than any other O-line in the NFL. And that just means more opportunities for turnovers and takeaways from opposing defenses. So for me, that's why Washington gets just a slight edge.
Oh, that's fair. And the quarterback numbers are actually interesting for how much they've been hit, because for me, like, I'm a Philly guy, I'm an Eagles fan, and I just see Carson Wentz get hit every time Wentz got the ball, it felt like he was getting hit. So it's nice to feel on some level that another team is letting the quarterback get hit more than Wentz. Now, let me give you an Eagles question, by the way. So we're talking with Cynthia Freeland, NFL data science for NFL Network. And here's the fascinating thing, because I know you run all these different models and projections of games and things, and when you've got a situation where now Jalen Hurts is going to be getting his first official start as a quarterback in the NFL. So when you're projecting a game like this, whether it's this game with the Saints and the Eagles or any game where you have a quarterback starting for the first time, how does that mess with your predictions? Like, how do you model that?
Carefully. So it's interesting when you look to see, because obviously college data is really all you have. I mean, now you have one game of data, right? So college data and then projections from past people. This year, you don't even have preseason data to be able to add to some of those reps. But you do have things that you've seen from Doug Peterson and the offensive staff for the Eagles, like things they like to run and schemes that they are well versed at doing and that they go to quite often. So what you can do is, and the way that I model is to look for historical comparisons to what we might see in this matchup. So you look to see, what is Doug Peterson's history of play calling? What is the offensive staff at for the Eagles? What's their history of play calling when you're facing a defense like the Saints, a.k.a. a really good defense,
yeah.
A defense that brings a lot of pressure, a defense that's great at stopping the run? What are the things that they like to do? And I would imagine it's going to be a number of different use cases, creative use cases for the different running backs, shorter games, leveraging their tight ends who are great. Those are the type of things you've seen Doug Peterson do in the past with Carson Wentz. And of course, the scheme's not going to completely change. It's just going to be tailored to Jalen Hurts' attributes, right? So it's a little bit different for him, but it just makes the degree of certainty for the score of the game a little less certain. So that's how it changes kind of the way the simulations net out.
Gotcha. That's really fascinating. Now, let me ask you about this, because with the Saints, obviously, like, the defense has been better over the last couple of weeks. The offense has always been good. Even with Taysom Hill in there, it's still been pretty good. So when you're looking at the NFC, because you look at the AFC and a lot of people just figure it's going to be the Chiefs one way or another. Like, just in your opinion, who do you think comes out of the NFC right now?
You know, the funny part about the NFC is that for me, it could easily be Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. I think the Saints are kind of like the layup choice, if you will. But I think that there's something about the Packers this season, and we've seen them play some bad football too. But I think that their ability to kind of hang in there and come back after some confounding losses is going to be one of those things where the Packers are going to be really annoying to whomever comes out of into the playoffs, no matter what. So it could easily be the Packers for me. I thought maybe the Seahawks were going to, you know, in the beginning of the season, my preseason Super Bowl pick, it's kind of a lame one, but it was Saints and Chiefs, and that's what I had, because this year continuity was something that I projected to be more important. So teams that have played more together, teams that had like longer standing quarterbacks, or in the case of Patrick Mahomes, really special quarterbacks that had enough of a snap count with others, and play callers who've had a million play calls that they've done, right? So these are all attributes that I thought would be even more important this season, especially to get off to that early lead. And I think Mike Tomlin like helped prove that correct.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I think you see Aaron Rodgers and his ability to overcome some craziness. I think they could be a real problem depending on who they get matched up with in the playoffs.
So we're talking with Cynthia Freeland, NFL Data Science for NFL Network. And to do these projections over the course, you know, before the season starts, factor in all this different stuff, watch the season as it develops. We're now 14 weeks in. We have a pretty good idea of who most of these teams are. Is there any team that's really surprised you this year, either positively or negatively, based on what you thought was going to happen before the season?
You know, I think that on the I'm going to go with one negative one first. Let's get the bad out of the way.
Okay.
The bad out of the way first. I was a little surprised to see the Titans not be able to come up with some more interesting things on offense, because part of what they were doing last season wasn't just relying on Derrick Henry. Now, let me be clear. They definitely relied on Derrick Henry. But the offensive shift, so the O-line shift, the creative use of tight ends, heavy sets, mixing it up with not so heavy sets, but then doing the same play, running the same play, to keep defenses off balance. That was really the key to their offense last year. And now remember, the problem this year is really their defense, and their defense is giving up a bunch of yards through the air. Their defense is not the Titans defense you think of when you think of Mike Vrabel and you think of the Patriots and his past and the lineage there, right? But so it's an interesting thing, because if you're going to play the kind of offense that they're playing this season, which is far less risky and more offense built to play with a lead, not come from behind, then the defense needs to step up. So I'm a little confounded by Tennessee. But on the other hand, I really like what I'm seeing out of the Miami Dolphins. They're so interesting. Their corners, they really invested in the offseason. You know, obviously, you know, bringing in Byron Jones from the Cowboys, and then they got Xavier Howard back, you know, in the early in the season. So their corners have been doing something that's like really interesting in not letting quarterbacks make their first read. They've been forcing second and third reads on a top 5% basis in the league, which is really impressive considering you look at their O-line and it's not one that would be anywhere near the top of the league. They've had nothing but running back issues when it comes to staying healthy. I mean, if you're playing in fantasy now, Miles Gaskin isn't even playing right now, so make sure that you adjust your lineup carefully. But ultimately, you know, they don't have these like studs other than their corners and, of course, Tua and a few of their pass catchers. They don't have like the team, their roster isn't full of just stars, right? So I think what they've been able to achieve is amazing, and it's unfortunate that their last four games are against such hard competition, because they could easily make it in. They're definitely a playoff caliber team, but they have a really hard rest of the schedule.
Yeah, they are. They have. Wait, who's the full? Do you know what the full lineup is for them? Because I remember going through it the other day and going, "My goodness, like really tough run for a good team."
Yeah, so I'll make sure I get that for you because like I've written about it all week and then somehow it just gets dumped out of my brain.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. It's a tough slate though.
But, yeah, so yeah. The Chiefs this week, right? Which is okay. That one sounds really fun. I know they have the Patriots. I think one more time. Yeah, Chiefs, Patriots, Raiders. That's a bad matchup, and then they close out with the Bills.
Oh man,
so it's tough sledding, right? Like Raiders can be good, but they can also be very good and they can be very bad. The Bills are a very good team. Bills could contend for. I think the Bills have kind of that outside shot. When you think of, when you close your eyes and think of like, okay, the Chiefs, okay, the Steelers, and I think the Bills should be right up there with potential Super Bowl contenders this year. So good luck, Dolphins. That's some tough sledding ahead.
Yeah, it's a brutal stretch. Now, let me ask you about this one, because a team that I don't even know if you can call it disappointing. Everybody expected them to be bad, but the Jets don't have a win, okay? So for the Jets, I was looking at the projections that you had on the NFL's website, and I know the Jets come in with the top pick in the draft. That's the projection right now. But, like, in those models, are they projected to win a game or not?
Yeah, I know this sounds crazy, but it's actually really hard to go 0-16. I know we've seen two teams do it. I'm from Michigan. I'm a Lions fan. I always admit it, but I don't always love it because that was an 0-16 situation. And then, of course, the Cleveland Browns did it a bit more recently. But it is actually quite difficult for that to happen. So while the Raiders were what I thought would be their best chance a couple weeks ago, even prior to the ending of that game, it's unlikely to be the Seahawks, but with four games left to play, I can't honestly say that I think that they win one or they don't win one. It's hard to imagine which one that would be.
Yeah, that's fair. And my producer, by the way, is a Jets fan. He's like, I don't know how they're going to do this. He's shaking his head.
I know. But, sometimes some weird magic happens when you fire a coach. Like you saw it with the Lions last week. Like you get some weird infusion of of something. And, that's a big change on the defense because Greg Williams is obviously a very risky, risk-taking coach. So perhaps that could make some difference in this one. But, it's going to be difficult against Russell Wilson. Although, like I said, weird things happen. It's still the NFL. Any team could beat any team on any day. So weirder things have happened. It's just hard to imagine going 0-16.
Yeah, it really is. But here we are. And Cynthia, thanks so much. Cynthia Freeland, NFL Data Science for NFL Network. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.